Be'ez Hashem is going to begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Hilchas Yom Tov, in the Sefer Zman book of Designated Times, which we continue the theme regarding what's permitted and forbidden to be done in Yom Tov, which in this Perek we discuss other malachas than what we spoke about in the previous Perek. As Rambam gets a lacha off regarding creating a new fire on Yom Tov. So, Eimetzin Nesaish, you're not allowed to extract a fire. Lemon eats not from wood, but lemon not from stone, but lemon talk is not from metal. Kugan, for example, when you rub one with the other, you hit one on the other. Until fire comes out, that is forbidden. Vechin haneft. Neft is a type of a liquid. Hachad beyes, it's very sharp. Shum bebaim, which is in water. Shemininos, they shake it until it ignites. Oy klizach kosher, you have a harsh, translucent vessel, is chuchas or glass, malay mayim full with water, as you put it opposite the rays of the sun, until its rays go onto the flax, something similar that's flammable, like, and it ignites it. Calls all this, and all that similar to this is also yamtiv, it's forbidden to be done on yamtiv. Because shlehut be yamtiv, they didn't permit on yamtiv, el lahavar me'ish metzuya. Yeah, havara, igniting is permitted, but only from a found fire. But to create the fire, us is forbidden, because you could make it already from before Yom Tov. And again, any preparatory act for that you could do from before Yom Tov is forbidden to be done on Yom Tov. Now, halacha bey is regarding extinguishing the fire. Although it's permitted to ignite a fire on Yom Tov, even for not an oichel nefesh purpose, because of once it was permitted even for non oichel nefesh purpose. But also lachabas is aish, but you not extinguish a fire. Even though that fire was ignited for the purpose of eating, because the extinguishing is malacha shem betzeich achil klal, is a malacha that has no necessity with eating. Whatever did you cook? Now you want to just put out that it doesn't have an oichel nefesh purpose. Just like you not extinguish a fire, you not extinguish the lamp. And if you extinguish it, like you get lashes, like someone who was weaving a garment or building on Yom Tov, which is forbidden. You're not let to remove the opening of the lamp on the top, but that it should be extinguished. And the you can't even remove the oil from it, which subsequently is going to extinguish it earlier. You're not allowed to cut off the top of the wick in a vessel. He could flick the top with his hand. A gudishal eitzim. We're getting a bundle of butcher hudlik be medura that was lit in a bonfire. Kol eitz shalay ochse by eish. Now any wood that the fire did not take a hold of it yet, mutl shamdi yilad remove it. Vein adem lemasa shemen menaneh. It's not the same thing as removing oil from the lamp, which is extinguishing because you're moving is going to have less fuel. Here it's not the same thing. The wood that didn't get on fire yet, you're allowed to remove it from that area. You're not allowed to extinguish a fire to save money that's going to go up and get consumed by the fire in Yom Tov. Just like not extinguish on Shabbos, you have to leave it until it goes out. Neither you're allowed to extinguish a lamp for marital intimacy, which you're not supposed to do when there's a light. Rather, you cover it with a vessel, like the Shabbos lamp, or you make a partition between him and the lamp. Or you take it out to another room. Now, let's you can't do any one of these things to avoid the problem about marital intimacy with light. Not extinguished, but they're not have marital intimacy until it goes out by itself. You're allowed to move the lamp as it's lit. And the ink is not going to make a decree that, oh, it shouldn't be allowed to move. It shouldn't be because it might extinguish it. Now, you're not allowed to put a lamp on a tree, or similarly, because if you put the lamp to which you're going to want to use, you might come to utilize that which is connected, the tree on Yom Tov, which is forbidden, and therefore you're not put the lamp either on the tree. You're not allowed to smoke incense on Yom Tov to go ahead and scatter some type of aromatic spices on the coals, because when you do that, it's actually going to extinguish some of the coals when you do that. And I feel like, even if the purpose was to get a good smell, let me have to say that it's forbidden legamer sabayis v'sakelim, that if your purpose was just to go ahead and finish up when you make a perfume smell of the house or the vessel, so that's for sure not an eichel nefesh purpose and it's going to be forbidden. Now, however, mutl ashen tachas apedes, you're allowed to make smoke beneath the produce, kadesh yuchshul achil, which prepares it to be eaten, k'mach mutl litlis basal eish, just like you're allowed to roast meat on the fire. And so to mematkin esachargal, you're allowed to sweeten the mustard begecheles shomateches with a metal coal, because these are all oichel nefesh purposes. Avalib begecheles shalates, but not with a wooden coal, nishumachab, because that's going to be extinguishing. And emachabin esaish, you're not allowed to extinguish a fire, kadesh leitesashna kadeh leibayis, so that it shouldn't smoke up a pot or a house, that's again not an oichal nevesh purpose. That's not something that's going to be permitted, and therefore that would be forbidden to be done on Yom Tov. Halacha Zayin continues regarding different malachas that are involved with lighting a fire and with cooking. So, in neifchin b'mapuach b'yom tov, not let a blow with a bellow, which is a type of a blowing instrument on Yom Tov, because you shouldn't do the way the professionals do it. That's a weekday type of activity. Aval neifchin b'shafer, that's a lot of blow it because it's oichal nefesh with a tube. In oisin b'chomin, not let to make coals because you're extinguishing it and you're also making a kli. You're making something, an item. And the goyin l'tzabsili cannot spin the wick. You can't singe it, that makes it into the wick. You cannot cut into two in a vessel because you're making it into two wicks. But what you can do is you could squish it with your hand, which is fixing it only in the backhand of the way which is permitted. You could soak it in oil. Then you put it in between two lamps, the two ends into either lamp. You light in the middle. The nimtzes comes out indirectly because you're lighting it. Habsil nechlekes, the wick gets to separate and now it's in the two different lamps. That's the way you could do it, but you can't cut it like we said because that would be making the wick on Yom Tov. Halacha ches, ain shevet in the sacheres, you're not allowed to break an earthenware piece. And similarly, being chaytik in the sanyar, you can't cut paper litzes lane to use to roast on top of them. Again, because you're preparing, you're fixing on Yom Tov, and the ain plates in the sakana can't crush the reed la soisa kamei put to make it like a spit. Litzes b'maluach to roast something that's salted. Shapucha nirtzaf regarding a spit that got dented. Although he could straighten it out with his hands, imasakin is not allowed to fix it. Shnei kelim. Now, if you had two vessels that were connected when they were originally made, like two lamps or shnei kaiso, two cups. In pukes and nice l'shem, you're not allowed to break it off into two. And they should come back and kill again because now you're fixing, you're making it into an individual vessel. Halacha tes. Imashchizin es asakin b'mashcheze shaloi. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife with a sharpener. You could sharpen it agabe eitz on top of a piece of wood, or agabe cheres, or on top of an earthenware piece, or oven or on a stone. But you don't give this instruction out into to the public, so that they don't come to sharpen it with the sharpener. Now, when we say this, that as long as the knife you were able to cut at least with pressing, with pressure, a significant more just got dented, then you let to fix it if it's not on its primary sharpener. This knife couldn't cut at all. Then you cannot sharpen it. It's even on a piece of wood. The reason is because you might come to sharpen it with a sharpener, which is forbidden, because you're not going to use just a regular wood, because you really got to get a good sharpener. And for this reason, they said it's forbidden to show a knife to the sage on Yom Tov to look at it if it's a good knife, because it might have a dent. The Yemeli is going to tell him, "Asa lishchet ba mishum begimasa," and okay, and I'll slaughter with it because it's dented. And the knife, when you have to shecht it, to show it to the chacham to see if it's smooth, it has no dents. The problem is, v'yichadenu b'mishchezin. Now he's going to go sharpen it with its sharpener, which is forbidden. Now, however, chacham should ask sakal atzmai if a sage look at the knife for himself, which he's allowed to. Hadiz mashir lamaritz, then he's allowed to lend it to lamaritz because he sees that it is good and there's no problem with it. Halacha yud im avakan etzim yom tov. You're not allowed to chop wood on Yom Tov. Libikardin, not with an axe, libimagel, not with a sickle, libimagidin, not with a saw, libikoyfitz, only with the knife used by butchers, ubitzat hachachalai, with the sharp side. Of a libitzat rochem, not on the wide side, there's two sides to it, nishikikardin, because that's actually like an axe, which is forbidden. Now, vallumos, libikardin, makidz, but why do they say it's forbidden specifically with an axe or similar types of tools? Shalayasikidekshoyesbachalai, you shouldn't do like you do during a weekday when you're chopping wood. You use an axe, you use a saw. Shalayafshahalai libakim, may have yamtim, because you could have chopped the wood from before yamtim. So any makshayach nefesh you could do from before yamtim does not override yamtim. So then the question is, vallumalai nesabikul klaw. Then why don't we say the chopping of the wood is totally forbidden, even in these indirect ways? No, because it might happen on yamtim, a guy encounters that he has a piece of wood over there that's thick. He's not going to be able to burn it. It's going to hold him back. He's not going to be able to cook. But they did permit to chop the wood, but it has to be different than how it's normally done. And all things that are similar to this, it's for this reason that they permitted with them what they permitted, but also and they said forbidden what's forbidden, again for the same reason, which is what's necessary and in this indirect way. Look it off. A woman's not allowed to go amongst the woods, litl mehem ud, meaning in the wood that's in that room that they store the wood, litl mehem ud, to take a poker, litzlis boy, to go ahead and roast with it, because it wasn't prepared from before Yom Tov. And the in simcha nesakadeira, you cannot support the pot. The laser does not the door, but vakash alkeira with this log of a beam. Shleitichul etalv itzim yomtiv, because they didn't permit you to move the wood on yomtiv. Ella sakabavat only for using it for fuel, but not for other things. Halachid bay is regarding removing doors and regarding the halacha of binyan of building bekelim regarding vessels. So masal kentrisi chanuiz, you're allowed to remove the shutters of the stores. Machzir nesim yomtiv, you can even put it back on yomtiv. Kedisha yetsi tavolin, so that the store owners will take out the spices or tzorchlem and the chonos that they need from the store. But liman masim chizyomtiv, and it won't hold back people from not having the joy that they need to have with the spices on yomtiv. Now the midrash moment we say this b'sheshlem tzir beemtza, only if those shutters had a hinge in the middle. Avyeshlem tzir ben atzad, but if it had a hinge on the side, us is forbidden, because you might come to push it in, and you're going to be liable for bunny when you're pushing back the shutter in. Now, if it doesn't have any hinge at all, I feel about bais, and even the house, which has nothing to do with Simchas Yom Tov, mutlaks would be able to put it back in, because nothing that you're doing for binyan over here, b'kalim. Halachid gimel, kalim shemu fitzalim, regarding vessels that are composed of different parts that could be taken apart. Could go in menudah shulchanis, like a candelabra made up of different parts. Over kisei, a chair, a shulchan, or a table, shemichatichas, chatichas, were made up of different pieces. Mamid nesim Yom Tov, you could put it on there, put it up on Yom Tov. As long as shleitka, you don't stick it in strongly. And lefishen bin mekem, because really there's no building by vessels. Avonim shal beisak kisei, the stones of the lavatory. Mutal etzadim Yom Tov, you're allowed to go ahead and adjust them on Yom Tov, because binyarahu, it's only a temporary structure. Since the dignity for the human being to be able to go to the bathroom, they didn't decree that it should be forbidden on Yom Tov. Someone makes a bonfire on Yom Tov. Now, when he organizes the pieces of wood, you can't put one on top of the other until you organize the whole pyre, which is how you make these bonfires. It looks like building. Although it's a temporary structure, also it's forbidden. Either you pour the wood all mixed together, or you organize it in a different type of way. So what should you do? First put the wood on the top, then you put one beneath it, then put another one beneath it, until you get to the ground. So do top down instead of bottom up. So to a pot. When you put on the fire, you hold it, you put the stones beneath it. Don't put it on top of the stones, it looks like blaina. So to a bed. You hold the boards on the top. You put the legs beneath them, and not put the legs and put the bed on top. And I feel a beitzim lo yamroisin. Even eggs, you shouldn't put them shudo gabe shudo row on top of row achiyam to come in middle until they're like a tower, so that the fire could get between them to roast the eggs. Ela rather yishana, you should change v'yaskim lamal mata and go from top down than rather from bottom up. Anything similar has to have it changed than how it's normally done. Look at the design regarding in being involved in taking care of an animal on Yom Tov. So mesirin zvuvin, you could remove the fleas, the flies, and nitlim b'mehem that hang onto the animals on Yom Tov. Although it's going to make, it could make a wound on the animal, because it's what's called davashim niskavim, you're not intending to, and therefore that's going to be permitted. But the imi yaldness of Yom Tov, you cannot do the birthing of the animal on Yom Tov. But misadin, you could just support them. Ketzer hauso. You could hold on to the baby that it doesn't fall to the ground. And when you could blow into its nostril that's all clogged up with mucus. You could put the mother's nipple into the baby's mouth. But more than that, you can't do. Now, if was a kosher animal, and the mother distanced the baby, which is dangerous for the baby. So you can go ahead and pour spray from the amniotic fluids on the baby, which then the mother smells its own self on the baby, and malutin bul melech berachman, to put a pile of salt in the mother's womb, so that which is painful, it reminds itself of the pain of the birth, kedisha terachman lab, that it should have mercy on its offspring. But the non-kosher species, us lasling can, you cannot do this, because it's unnecessary, because actually, by the non-kosher species, once they distance the baby, they're never going to bring it back anyway, so it would be unnecessary. It wouldn't be any utility. Therefore, it's forbidden to be done. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the halacha of tefilas kelim, of immersing vessels on Yom Tov. So klisha nitma me'erev Yom Tov, a vessel that became tumid from before Yom Tov, ima bilnas v'yom tov, now let it immerse it in Yom Tov, as a gzer, as a decree, which is shem yasho isa b'tamasa, you might delay its impurity because people are busy and they have time on Yom Tov, and he's going to say, let's wait till Yom Tov, but we want it to be pure as quickly as possible. So we said, okay, it's not going to help to do it on Yom Tov. Or we don't want that to be a stumbling block, because people might get engaged with things of Tumah because they can wait until Yom Tov. So he said, no, you can't do it in Yom Tov. Now, but if you had to immerse the water inside, which was tummy, then actually what you could do is you could immerse the vessel with the water inside of it. And the enechesh, you have to be concerned that at the same time the vessel is being purified because you're dipping it in for the water that's inside. And that's okay. Now, if you have a vessel that was pure for truma, but we wanted to immerse it for the levels of kodesh, which a higher sanctity something has, we give it a more stringent halacha of tum and tahara, which is rabbinic, but ultimately for kachem it's not considered pure yet. So mutal that you're allowed to immerse on yom tov, because for regarding rabbinic levels, they didn't make this gezeira of shemi yisha that you might delay it till yom tov. So to anything that's similar from immersions that are just higher levels of stringency for other tumas, that you're allowed to immerse it on yom tov. A vessel became tummy on Yom Tov. That might be the most Yom Tov. That you're allowed to immerse on Yom Tov because you couldn't have done it from before Yom Tov. So there's no gezeir over there to say we don't want you to wait till Yom Tov. Now nitma hakli b'mashkin tmeim. If the vessel itself became tummy from impure liquids, shem vlada tuma, which is a rishon, it's a derivative of tuma, me'eriv Yom Tov from before Yom Tov. So even though generally we say from before Yom Tov you can't do it Yom Tov, might be the most Yom Tov you could do it on Yom Tov. Why? The vishur tuma that biblically. A vessel cannot become tummy from a liquid. Biblically, it's tar. Commission Bar Makam, like we explained the laws of tumma. It's only rabbinically that we consider as tummy, and therefore you're allowed to table on yom tov. So to umadlim bedli tummy, you could actually draw water with a bucket that's impure. Vutame el will become tar by itself because you're doing it just to draw the water. But the bucket is tummy, so it'll become pure when it gets immersed. Nida, a menstruating woman, who she's allowed to table on yom tov, she'in la begodin lahachav. The problem is she doesn't have any pure garments when there was the laws of Tum and Tahara, to switch into after she immerses. Now, in Yom Tov, she can't immerse and purify her garments. So, she could be deceptive, and she could immerse with her garments if they're loose enough that they won't be a chatzitza. And then, as she's immersing herself, her garments will become tar through that immersion in the water. I'll look at test regarding the decree about business dealings on Yom Tov. So the Varim Rabim also Yom Tov, the many things that they said are forbidden in Yom Tov, because there's a decree of that of regarding buying and selling. Kate's a household. So in Paiskim Dam Lakitril Al Behemah Yom Tov, you now set a price initially on the behemoth, on the animal that you're getting from the seller on Yom Tov, because it's like business dealings, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Ella maybe Shte Behemah Shabbos Zulazu. Rather, what you do is you bring two animals that are similar. You slaughter one of them, and then you divide amongst the buyers. And tomorrow, you'll know how much is the value of the second one because it was comparable to the first one. And then one will give the portion of the mount that he took of that other animal. Now, when they are dividing between themselves, you shouldn't say, oh, ze ani besela. Oh, I'll take a seller's worth, va'ata b'shnayim, you'll take two selam worth. No. You're not supposed to mention a monetary value. Elazen until shlish, rather you say, okay, this will take a third, this will take a quarter. Just don't mention currency, don't mention things that are related to business. Halachachav. Now, kshem mechalkim, when they do divide, leishkul b'biznaim, they shouldn't weigh it with a scale. Shem ashkicha mekaf meznaim kolika, because you don't pay attention to the scale at all on Yom Tov. But again, similar to business, where you use a scale when you're selling, and you have to know exactness. And if leaden by bust, even if you just want to put meat on the scale, the shemim nachbarim, just to keep away from the mice, us it's forbidden them hoyim as nine pluin if the scales were hanging. Neshenidik a shekel b'kav meznaim, because it looks like you're weighing in the palm of the scale. Tabach uman. Now, a professional butcher who he knows how to weigh with just his hands, because he knows his business so well, us alishkal b'yod, he's not going to weigh in his hands. Vasalishkal b'kli molimayim, you're not allowed to weigh in a vessel full with water, which you could see how much the displacement is to see how much it weighs. And the imatinim chaloshim alman, he's not allowed to go and do a regarding putting lotteries on the portions on Yom Tov. Avmatin chaloshim abasach kodesh on Yom Tov, but you could do lotteries for the pieces of the kodesh meat on Yom Tov. Kedei lachavav as a mitzvah, to endear the mitzvah of eating of the kodesh, so therefore that would be permitted even on Yom Tov. Halacha chav alef, layim odm latabach, a person should not tell a butcher, tell me bediner baser, give me a dinner's worth of meat, because that's mentioning currency. Or rather, tell me chelik, give me a portion, or half of that portion. And then the next day, he comes back after Yom Tov and does a calculation regarding how much its value was. He's not allowed to take from the storekeeper the midah, a certain measurement, or a weight. So what does he do? He tells to the storekeeper, fill me up this vessel. And tomorrow, again, the value of how much was in that vessel. And even if that vessel was designated for measurements, he can fill it up. But as long as he doesn't mention the name of measurements, don't say this. Don't say the measurement's worth. Just you can bring him that measuring tool, and he can fill it up. halacha chabez, hanachtem, the baker, moided tfal, he can measure the spices beneath the gedir and put into the pot, b'shvishlei after tapshilet, that it shouldn't ruin his dish that he's making as a baker. Aval isha, but a woman, loitomet kemach leisa, she shouldn't measure the flour for the dough, because it's not really going to get ruined if you don't exactly measure it, and therefore they said you're not going to measure, because that's more than what's necessary. And the person not allowed to measure the amount of barley he's putting in front of his animal. Can the measurement, these all go into Mekka Chememker. El Mishar, but that's like you estimate how much the animal needs and you give it. You're allowed to purchase from the storekeeper eggs and nuts in a certain number. You could take 10 of them. Anything that's similar to that. As long as you don't mention the monetary value and the number of the quantity. So kitzas chum aminim. What does it mean? The number of the quantity. Let's say he was a debtor of 10 pomegranates or 10 nuts. You shouldn't tell my yomtiv. Tell me asar, give me 10. So that it will be 20 by me now that I owe you. I'd rather take unspecific. Next day you do a calculation, but you shouldn't do a schum of the minion, like, what's the sum total? That should not be done on Yom Tov. Halacha chavdal, heilich adam etzel chemini. A person could go to his storekeeper, or the shepherd that he's always accustomed to do business with, or the fattener, the one who makes the fattened meat that he's accustomed with. Well, the he could buy from him animals and birds and whatever he wants to. But again, as long as he doesn't mention monetary value and the sum total of what he owes him of that quantity. Halacha chafei, halvas yamtiv, a loan on yamtiv, tayvin nice badin, could be claimed in court and judgment. Because shemtam, if you're going to say lidin l'tabe, you can't claim it because, we didn't mention anything because we don't mention mikra member on yamtiv, then ain't nice like klum, no one's going to want to lend anything on yamtiv. And it's a nimna mesimchas yamtiv, it's going to refrain from simchas yamtiv, so therefore it could even be claimed in court after Yom Tov. Halacha chavav. Now, after Pishim like being truma ma'isa by Yom Tov, although one's not allowed to separate and elevate truma ma'isa on Yom Tov, because it's like fixing something on Yom Tov, but im hoyu like truma ma'isa should be me'emesh, but if he had truma ma'isa that he had separate from before Yom Tov, and it is a malicha nakam Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov, because for the kohen it's simchas Yom Tov. Vinzach, let me know to say, if you have challah, which is a portion taken off from a dough, uzroya, ulachayayim, bekeba, and the forearm, and the jaw, and the stomach, which are parts that are taken off from any chulin animal that's supposed to be given to the kohen, where that's not really fixing anything, because even before he's mafresh that, he's allowed to eat the meat. So you're allowed to initially separate that on Yom Tov, for sure that shemalich lekam Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it and deliver it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Now, the gabayit stock of the charity collectors, they could go from quarter to quarter collecting from people their food to give to the poor on Yom Tov. But they shouldn't make the announcements the way they make it during the weekdays. They'll give mitzin, rather they collect discreetly, and they put into their laps and they divide them, they give it out. Every neighbor on its own, but again, don't make a big thing again, because again, it looks like big transactions, which we don't do on Yom Tov.